Fred Film Radio, in collaboration with the Italian Film Commissions Association, with the support of the Italian Trade Agency.
Fred Film Radio.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from Focus London, the international location market. I'm here for a little roundtable about relationship between producers and film commission with Marco Valerio Pugini from Panorama Films. Good morning.
Good morning.
Cristina Priarone from Roma Lazio Film Commission. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And Luca Ferrario, Trentino Film Funding Commission. Good morning.
Good morning.
Luca and Cristina are the two members of the board of the Italian Film Commission Association, so we're the most logical guest to have. So I wanted to start with one question to Marco Valerio, as you're a producer, and which have been in your career the relationship with Film Commission, and which are, on your opinion, the things the Film Commission could do better?
Okay, so first of all,
question.
One note. Yes, I'm a producer from Panorama Film. I'm also the president of APE, that is the Association
of
Executive Production Company in Italy. So in the two hats, as association, we see the relationship between us and the Film Commission as one of the key points in our work in Italy. I mean, we work using our location, the Italian location. So of course, the first things that you have in mind is the relationship between you and the local Film Commission or the local territory. As a person, as a producer, I always try to have a chat with the Film Commission as soon as I start a project. Not always I have a real agreement in place or something more with the Film Commission, because not all are structured to support a production, the usual production that I do, but it's still a key point in order to be to have a relation with.
Why are you saying that not all of them are structured for the kind of production you do? Because your production are bigger, more complex, or structured in a different way?
They are more complex, more needed, more requesting, and sometimes it's not all the Film Commission in Italy are made on the same way. Some are more permits office, some are more film fund, some are more commissioner that can help you during the scouting but less during the shooting. I mean, there are differences between them. So you try to do the best that you can with each one of them.
Yeah, we were talking before starting this officially, this conversation about the different of naming and of mechanism to touch the film funds in Italy, for example. And Cristina was saying, for example, that for the Roma Lazio Film Commission, there is a fund that is managed by the Film Commission, but it's a regional fund. So it's not, as Marco was saying, it could be a little bit trickier for a producer not knowing the mechanism, knowing who to ask to for. So you were saying that
As Italian Film Commission, we have a landscape with many differences among the various Italian Film Commission. So, as rightly Marco said, in our case, for example, we started without a fund as Film Commission and as region. So we start giving to the producer co-production opportunities, organizing co-production meeting. Starting from that experience, we reach as region a huge fund specifically dedicated to co-production. That actually, in terms of firms, bureaucracy, and so on, it's managed by an internal office of the region, but actually came out from the experience and the pushing, we can say, of the Film Commission. So it's kind of
a hybrid situation.
exactly. You know? It happened very often because the funds for filming are EU funds. So in many cases, they are linked to the European funds, And full commission sometimes are regional structure or structure of the municipality or with many differences. So they cannot take the fund directly from the EU.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to go through the regions. So this is a way that build up a kind of particular situation. But the more we can say quick structure to in terms of working with the producer, and the most effective in reaching the needs of the producer are the full commission, because they speak the same language. Mm.
So yeah, of course. I mean, you are like the filter between the public
and the
productive. You know,
the ideal situation should be that all the full commission could reach the same professional standard, and all the full commission could have the same shape in terms of funding, permits, and missions. We are working on it.
You're
as
working.
Italian Full Commission Association.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you did a lot in these years. And I wanted to ask to Luca Ferrari, you just recently changed the name of your film commission, because it was the Trentino Film Commission. Now it's Trentino Film Funding Commission. And you were saying earlier that this was a need in order for the foreign producer to understand exactly which is your activity. Did you find this change actually productive lately, or... And why did you do it?
Yeah, it makes things more clear, because if I would have to deal with Italian producer, they know that the film commission may have a fund. When I deal with a foreign producer, if I present myself, my office as a film commission, they expect from me only logistical support while I have a fund, so they can apply to a film fund. So in this way, it's more clear to them that what we can do for them. So, I would like to add something to what Marco Valerio said before, because it's true that there is many, many differences about our regions, about our film commissions, but the good thing, the important thing is that it's way, way better than it was like 5 or 6 years ago. So, let's look it from this perspective. So, a few years ago, many regions did not have a film commission at all. Now almost every region has one, with more people working in that office, with more funds. So it's something that is growing, and of course we need some more time probably, and of course it could be better, but it's going much faster, much better than a few years ago.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
this is important.
I can understand also that from a producer perspective, when you are working on film, you need answers right away. So if the structures are changed, are trying to be all homogeneous, but it's not. I mean, it's a process. And as Marco Valerio was saying earlier, is the we were talking about the U.S. system, for example. Now, where you go, you have a film office that covers everything from funding to permits to location scouting and everything, and it's probably is like one single reference to talk to, which makes the producer work easier and faster. I don't know if Marco Valerio, on your experience working with foreign producers, which are their own perception of Italian film commission in the Italian territory.
Okay, first of all, one thing. I'm an Italian producer. I'm the president of the Italian Producer Association. Of course, I try to get always to the best here. But there are two considerations. First, you're completely right. I mean, the situation of the Italian Film Commission 10 years ago, it was a disaster, sincerely. I mean, sorry, no. The improvement has been enormous.
Gigantic.
I mean, that's why now, as an association, we are trying to get really a structural relation with the Italian Film Commission, not only just with a single film commission, because they exist and work. So something that 10 years ago was complicated. Mm. So I must say, yes, there's been enormous step ahead in the organization in Italy. Also, Yes, there are cases in which other countries are very good on that. There are cases in which other countries are not very good at. So I don't want to say that we are the best. No, we are the worst. We are a case in which, in any case, we need to face the fact that we have 20 really peculiar, interesting, characteristic realities that are the 20 regions of Italy, each one different look, each one with different culture, and we need to see how to also, or from a logistical point of view, each one of these film commissions can be structured in an organic way in order to remain inside one organization only. So that's a process. I mean, I don't think that we should arrive there tomorrow.
No, but that's the goal.
I
mean, that's the goal. And Cristina, film commission, the Italian Film Commission Association made big steps, and you are still working on like trying to create a kind of a concrete body of film commissions altogether. So, which could be the next step? Which should be for you the next most important step to do in order to help Marco Valerio
and his kind do a better job. Yeah. As Italian Film Commission, we started, we can say 4 or 5 years ago, being really all together. Because we started to go at the film festival, at the markets, going all together. Previously, there was a different situation where it happened often that one region fight it with another one with the production. So, but working on it, we understood that it's important to go together as Italy, as a country. And here in Focus London, we are for the first time, the Italian Film Commission Association, the MIBAC, so the Ministry for Culture, the ITA, so Italian Trade Agency, and so it's a Cinecittà Luce. So for the first time, we decided and we organized in advance to be here together with the same targets, with the same mood, we also can say. And so this is effective and powerful to go abroad. Otherwise, it remains. But this is important for every country. For example, because the matter of funding and full commission role is a European matter. For example, we hosted the meeting, the General Assembly of Cineregio, so the network of the European funds. We hosted it in Fiuggi last week. And, for example, Cineregio is a network of funds, and just 4 or 5 full commission, Trentino, Lazio, are admitted inside. Because there is also at European level a difference between the structured leading funds and the structures leading full commission. But we think that always happened that the full commission is the pushing one in order to let producer working well. So it's a European matter, we can say. And we need to work on it. And as Italian Association, the first step should be work more and more with the other association, as Marco Valerio said, and APE Association. So the Executive Producer Italian Association is the main one for us, because obviously they are so linked with the foreign produce, for the foreign big productions, and it's that are very important for our development.
Which I don't think is always and only a question of money, I believe. No. I mean, it's a question of funding. Of course, money is important for movies, for movie making and for producers, but it's more, probably at the end of the day, it's more a question of an issue of practicability of the shooting, so making your life as a producer easier on the territory. With, I imagine, I mean, the bigger the production is, the more demanding it is in terms of weird stuff to be done.
Yes.
Now, we have in Italy, we had the Michael Bay hurricane coming last year that touched many, many film commissions in Italy. There was a very intense and demanding set. So this maybe, I think, are the most like actual problems to be solved practically.
I think there are two different things. I mean, on a national level, we have a very good system that is the Italian tax credit. Mm-hmm. So that's worked for the attraction, from the financial attraction. What we expect most from our kind of project, from the territory and the local institution, including the Film Commission, that for us are part of the institutional government. Well, it's not so natural, because 10 years ago you were find a company that were called Film Commission, and they were private company for making job service or whatever. So now it's different. But what we expect more is the help in the territory, shooting permits, dialogue with the local institution, open door in certain place. So that's much more the relationship with the territory, more than for our jobs, the funds. I mean, not that the funds, the local funds are not nice, but it's those are kind of a cherry on top of the pie when you know that you have the big tax credit behind.
Which so is actually what Film Commission was born to do. You know, the first Film Commission didn't have money. The first Film Commission didn't give money. The first Italian ones, they were given like services, and like they were like a helping hand to the production on the territory. Then probably the funding came in and get bigger important, because the money is important. But then, as you say, for example, for big films with big action sequences that need the city or the village to be completely overwhelmed by them, this could be a good help. Luca, as one of the board members of the Italian Film Commissioners Association, is this an issue that you faced, that you addressed when you, or is this something that is left to the single cities, a single local government to sort out?
No, we have some training moments, training days every year that we build them up in order to be trained. We call people like producers, executive producer, or authorities, in order to have a dialogue and understand how to work in the same direction, everybody, I mean, all of us. We have a different subgroup within our association that have this goal to make all of us working in a more similar way, also with funds, because you were right, at the beginning there were not much funds. But now the Italian regional funds have something about 50 million euros. So it's starting being
interesting.
Yeah. And yeah.
Marco is saying, really? That much money? Oh, well,
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Last year it was about 52. And we have a subgroup that now is working on changing the regulation of all of the 18 funds. Which is a very tough goal, but we're not changing the contents, but the way we present them in order to have the same structure, the same words. And we are also working together for a translation in English that must be very homogeneous, similar. Yeah. So we are making steps forward in this direction. And the goal is to facilitate the producer's work.
May I say, the keyword is harmonized.
Harmonized.
the funding in terms of the calls for the producers, and harmonizing our action in facing the international market, international producers. By harmonizing, I mean to be together with the national institutions, with all the other associations of the audiovisual sector, and trying to reach the same targets, because we share it naturally.
I have one last question to ask to Marco Valerio Puccini before we close this chat. You work a lot with international producer, and which are the featured that they are, what are they looking for when they come to shoot in Italy? Besides, I mean, location, I mean locations,
no,
of course.
What they're looking for, what I'm looking for are two different things. But, nice. I mean, the main things and the first things is always location. Mm. I mean, our country is called Italy. We have everything. I mean, so, of course, the location. What we are trying to do is to move, anyway, the film on location only to the film based in Italy. Mm-hmm. Because we have always have had a good location. So we, our production service business has always been there. My company specializes in production service for the last 30 years. Something that in other countries do not exist. Mm-hmm. But what we try to do now is not just do the postcard, not just to make the postcard of the Italian beauty and then let them go to shoot somewhere else, but thanks to the tax credit is always is becoming much better in the last couple of years, thanks to the relationship we have now with the institution, with the film commission, with the technical industry, including Cinecittà, try to see if we can move films to be shoot in Italy as a base, meaning not only the location, but also the stage work, the construction work. Mm. For instance, Six Underground last year has been an hurricane, as you mentioned, but has been the perfect example for this film. Has been shot almost entirely in Italy. We shot for several weeks in Rome on a construction site. I mean, a place that we transform into a construction site where we build something that we could not do it just in Cinecittà backlot. We were based in Cinecittà. We have the help. I mean, that film was not possible to be shot without the help of the local institution. I mean, Florence, Siena, Rome, Taranto. Without them,
no way.
No film. Yeah. Okay? So that's the classic example of what I say, in which you can put all the people together and make a film that was not just the nice postcard of the Colosseum or the Dolomites, mm-hmm. but real work. Mm-hmm. 350 people that work there for 6 months. You know, that's a different thing.
Yeah. And is this something on your experience that is could get easier to be done in this in this next years due to this example, or it was any, or it's still a long road to do in order to convince people to come and shoot?
I think that if we maintain and improve our tax credit system, and at the same time we continue to work between association, institution, to build up an Italian system, we could do much more than what we're doing now. And we do enough, believe me.
We know. Everybody wants to do more than what he does, you know. Yeah. It's just the aim of progressing and growing. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot to Marco Valerio Puggini, president of APE and of Panorama Films, Cristina Prierone from Roma Lazio Film Commission, and Luca Ferrari from Trentino Film Fund and Commission
for having
chat with us. And from Focus London, I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
This program has been produced in collaboration with the Italian Film Commission's Association, thanks to the support of the Italian Trade Agency.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.